With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and Senate Republicans are facing a crucial week in their push to enact the mammoth bill containing their domestic agenda. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
GOP leaders are hoping to unveil text this week that contains some of the thorniest issues they've been trying to work out. And the coming days could prove critical for winning over holdouts whose support will be necessary to pass the legislation. The crunch comes amid increasing skepticism that the conference will meet its ambitious July 4th deadline. The most anticipated item could arrive later Monday, when the Senate Finance Committee is aiming to release its portion of the chamber's text, which includes key sticking points such as Medicaid cuts and provisions eliminating taxes on tips and overtime, two of President Trump's top campaign promises. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
There's a new trade deal between the United States and the United Kingdom.
President Donald Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer say that they are signing a trade deal to ease tariffs between goods from the US and the United Kingdom.
Donald, thank you very much. This now implements on car tariffs and aerospace, our really important agreement. And so this is a very good day.
It's a fair deal for both.
The deal does not include tariffs on steel. Those talks are still ongoing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The death toll from weekend flooding in West Virginia has risen to 6. Governor Patrick Morrisey says at least 2 people remain missing in the state's northern panhandle. As much as 4 inches of rain fell in parts of Wheeling and Ohio County within 40 minutes. Among the 6 dead was a 3-year-old child. To the southeast, heavy rains tore through the community of Fairmont on Sunday, ripping off the outer wall of an apartment building. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 317 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that the public schools must allow private religious schools to participate in extracurricular activities, including sports. Special Counsel Thomas Breath of the Thomas More Society says, quote, Pennsylvania school districts cannot discriminate against students and exclude them from activities simply because they choose to attend a religious-based school. Religious discrimination has no place in our society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A feminist legal organization is warning parents that Roblox, a popular online gaming platform marketed to children as young as 5, may be putting kids at risk of sexual exploitation. The group A Case for Women points out Roblox has been accused of lackluster safety protocols when it comes to protecting users. Mounting lawsuits have accused Roblox of leaving an unlocked door that predators have exploited. This is SRN News. A key piece of evidence has been recovered amid the debris at last week's Air India jetliner crash.
It's a sign of the intensity of the impact of the crash that it's taken investigators 3.5 days to find the cockpit voice recorder. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner was loaded with fuel when it smashed into a residential area less than a minute after takeoff, creating a huge fireball. With both the black box recorders now retrieved, it's hoped that the exact cause of the disaster will be identified. As they wait for answers, some of the relatives of the 270 victims have become frustrated by the speed of the identification process.
The BBC's Grant Ferret. The Louvre Museum has failed to open on time Monday. A union representative said staff at the world's most visited art museum are protesting working conditions. More details at SRNnews.com.